Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is being learned live from the Yerushalayim hills of Mevaseret. We are up to Siman Shin Nun Zayin Sif Beis. And we're continuing with the following halachos. As you should know from yesterday, that, and this sif is basically another manifestation of it, namely, just as we learn that one can pour water into a yard, a chatzer, large enough to absorb the water, i.e. 4 amos by 4 amos, even if it is likely to spill out to the Rishus HaRabim, here we learn that the same applies for a gutter, we're going to see, that drains the water out of the yard. Guy has like a ditch. Now, you ever see like these gutters that are dug into the ground? It's like a sewer. That's how they used to have sewers in those days. It was like a gutter. The water would go in it, and it would just drain out. So too, the same applies for a gutter that drains out of the yard into which is a robin. If it's going to be capable of containing the water poured into it, then water can be poured into it, even if it is likely to spill straight out to the Rishus HaRabim. And so what's the Chiddush? We learned that already yesterday. So the Chiddush is going to be the Rambam Shita, who's going to be introduced at the end of this sif. Now again, if you remember, the pshat was that if the ground is not big enough to absorb the water, or 2 saw of water, which is the amount necessary for a person for a day, then the concern is you don't want that water in your area, in your chatzer. You definitely want it out, because you don't want it to muddy up and ruin your chatzer. And the concern is you're going to then go ahead, chas v'shalom, and just pour it out there straight into Rishus HaRabim, which would then be an iser d'oraisa. Okay, that's why we saw yesterday as well that a karmelis, if the chatzer was going out into a karmelis, so it wasn't a problem because it was viewed as gzeira. We're going to see today that there's going to be shittas that even with karmelis, you have to treat the karmelis like Rishus HaRabim, and the same gzeiras would apply. We'll see that at the end of Shir today, at the end of the Ramah in Sif Gimel. But now we're up to Sif Bais. So it goes like this. Biv, which is a gutter or a sewer that we're talking about, from a yard, Shemechusa, that is covered, okay, we'll see what the importance of it being covered soon. Arba Amos B'meshech B'Rishus HaRabim, Yeshbo Arba Al Arba. We're talking here where the gutter, which is extending out into Rishus HaRabim, as we'll see explained by the Mishnah Berurah momentarily. So if it's extending into Rishus HaRabim, right, along its length, it's extending out into Rishus HaRabim, and it has an area, this sewer ditch, of 4 by 4, then it is mutter, it is permissible, lishpoch, to pour, afilu al pi abib, even directly into the gutter, afilu b'imos hachama, even during the summer months. The emphasis of the summer months, you remember from yesterday, is that there was no gzeira in the winter months, because it's only in the summer months that we're worried about not wanting your chatzer muddy from the water. Obviously, in the winter months, when it's raining, what's l'may nafkamina? You know, you don't care if your chatzer is muddy, because it's muddy anyway. Just more mud on top of mud. And he says, this is okay, af al pi shahamayim yotzim miyad, even though the water goes immediately out, miyado, from his hand, lachutz, outside the gutter, so it's going to shoot out the gutter, the water through the gutter, and it's going to go out into Rishus HaRabim through that gutter. Okay, so now, what's interesting about this is that for some reason he has it covered here. What's the pshat being covered? So we had yesterday also the issue of it being covered when it's outside. But the problem, as the Mishnah Berurah pointed out yesterday, is that when it's outside, if it's not covered, so then the concern is it will get less than the ditch might, and in this case the gutter might, with the mud, get to a point where it's less than 3 tefachim deep. And if it's less than 3 tefachim deep, it doesn't have something over it, it will become part of Rishus HaRabim. So the cover basically makes it that people can't walk on it. It's a little Darcy Ba Rabbit. So that's why, if you look at the Ber Halacha, the first one in Sif Beis, Shemechusa Arba Amos B'meshach, he says, he says, even if this gutter, when it extends out into Rishus HaRabim, is not covered, it will be okay if El Shebechatzer, Shir Orech Habib, Imachatzer, Arba Arba. If the total amount of area in your chatzer is what? Is 4 by 4 amos. So then you don't have the issue because, once again, you don't care if it's in your chatzer. Why don't you care if it's in your chatzer? Because it will be absorbed in your chatzer. It's only when it's going out, Okay, and you're talking about pouring it into the ditch out. So when you're pouring it into the ditch out, the problem is you need to also be covered because you might be then pouring it straight into Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so that's the issue of it being covered, if I understand correctly. Okay, so that's what he said. Look at the Mishnah. We're now Sif Katan Tez Zayin Bib. Who charetz ha asri lekaleach shofchin shebechatzer Rishus HaRabim. So what is a bib? It's a furrow, all right? This type of furrow made to drain the dirty water in the yard out to the Rishus HaRabim, right? That's the idea of a gutter, a sewer, the old day sewer. They didn't have underground sewage. Okay, you go to you know, Tzfas today, you can see the streets, right? Like they have that little indentation like in the middle of the street for the water to, you know, drain through. It was like the sewage was in the middle of the streets in those days. Delicious. Okay, we move right there. Sif katan yud zayin arba amos b'meshach. He said no. Tarach lomar b'meshach arba amos. It has to be read not arba amos b'meshach, but rather b'meshach arba amos, meaning extending out into Rishus HaRabim with the first, you know, and the first four amos along the gutter's length, as he's going to say. So look what he says. Rather, you read it, Tzona lomar she'arba amos ha'rishonos, the first four arba amos, ha'smuchos la'ha'chotzer, that's outside the chotzer, that's close to the chotzer, hu mechusa, that's what's covered. V'rachav gamkein arba amos, and it's also, it has to also, right at the edge as well, it has to have the width, an area, right, of arba amos, v'u'adin imu'rachav. And like we said yesterday, it doesn't have to be 4x4 amos. It could also be urachav if it's rak shtei amos, if it's also only what? 2 amos, the area that's covered, the yesh ba'arko, and it has a length of shmona amos, which is the equivalent in square amos. 2 times 8 versus 4x4. Figure it out. You guys are math geniuses, digit heads. The gishir ze yesh shir livloa, because as we said yesterday, in this amount, you have the amount of area that can absorb 2 saw of water. Sha'adam asli, the person is, the average person uses l'stafek b'chol yom, uses that much water to wash his face, teeth, part things to wash daily. The alkane, mikilinan be lishboch. By the way, they did not use too much water. 2 saw is the equivalent of, let's say, 1/20th of a mikvah. That's like, you know, not too much water per day, but anyway, that's the way they live. The alkane, mikilinan be lishboch al pi abiv. And therefore, you could be mekel to directly pour into the gutter in your chatzer, kemo bechatzer shehu machzik, the same way in your own chatzer, if it was machzik, if it contained arba amos, al arba amos. That's going to be okay. Ote, yudches, lachutz, and even though the water is going to go directly from his hand, okay, and be directed out, when he puts it into this, into the sewer, because that's where it's being directed. Lachutz, sifkat miyudches. Keivandu eino mechavein dafka sheyetzei lachutz. Since he really is not mechavein dafka sheyetzei lachutz, means to go out to Rishus HaRabim, why? Why is he not mechavein dafka sheyetzei lachutz? Because it can be absorbed within those 4 amos by 4 amos. Vakein afilu kishiyatzei lachutz. Therefore, even if it goes out, it's going to be permissible, because it's not as kavana. Lachanoi mele'el, and like we said yesterday, in the Reish HaSivan, in Sif Aleph, okay? We can now continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, this whole gutter slash sewer slash charetz is vilvad shelo yes silon shel eitz, she'ein hamayim ru'uyin libala. This can't be like a gutter, a pipe of what? Of made out of wood, because if the gutter was made out of wood, wood doesn't absorb. And if wood doesn't absorb, guess what your kavana automatically is? For it to drain out into Rishus HaRabim. Aval masui, okay? Ke'ein ritzba shel avanim. However, if it wasn't made out of what? Out of eitz. But it was made, even if it's not made out of ground, dirt, but it's made out of cobblestones, as we'll see why I'm calling it cobblestones in a second, that are mavliim, that absorb, it's going to be, v'shari, it's going to be permitted. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Shelo yehe, sif katan yutes, dima bib shel eitz, if the bib is made out of wood, if this gutter is made out of wood, Havi kimekave in behedya, it's like he has direct kavana, sheyetze lachutz, and it goes out. Afilu machzik mea ama asur. And then even if you're machzik mea ama, it's going to be asur. Sif katan chaf, kein ritzba shel avonim. So he now points out, what do we mean by a stone floor? Mayri shemerutzaf ba'avonim chalokim ktanim. It means like where it's like tiled cobblestone. What do you mean by tiled cobblestone? It means like it's not one big fat slab of stone. Because if it was one big flat slab of stone, like they used to, you know, put in the like the Beis Hamikdash by the Chesal HaMaravi, and those long big stones. So then, guess what? It's not going to get absorbed there either. But it's talking about where you have small like cobblestones that halakim ptanim kemoshim arutzah b'chov avazeret. Like we go ahead and we tile the streets with these stones. Like sheyesh harvei afar. What do you got in between these stones? You got a lot of what keeps the stones together? The dirt that's in between them. And therefore, yeah, this afar bein evan le'evan libloa. It can get absorbed within the dirt within the in between these cobblestones. Now we continue on, and now this is what the whole reason in our intro. We said the whole reason for this being brought down here is for the Rambam Shita Bechlal, because you already really sort of had this. It says Ula Rambam Afilu Haya Orech Habib Oatzinor Me'ama. Rambam Elav is Cholik, and he holds that even if the bib is 100 amma, and even if it's made out of absorbent material, Lo Yishpach Al Piv Bimos Achama, you can't pour it directly into the sewer / gutter in the summer. Rather, you have to go first, pour it outside the biv, v'heim yardim l'biv. It has to be outside the biv, and then it roll into the, from there, go into the biv. What's the chiluk? Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sivka m'chavalet. Afilu haya orech habib. This means to say, she'orech habib b'chotzer hu mea ama. Even if the length of the biv, guy has a nice long chotzer, in your chotzer is mea ama. And even though in this amount, for sure, the water will be absorbed in the karka. Why? Because the mayim going out will be going out based on his kocho. And if it's a direct kocho, the Rambam Shikta is that it's going to be a problem. Right? Once it's going out and he puts it directly into the biv, okay? Since it's going to go out and it's from his kocho, even though in theory it could be all absorbed in the biv in his chatzer, but if he puts it near the edge there of the biv going out into out of the chatzer, so then it's coming from his kocho. And therefore, according to him, direct kocho. Well, it's not really direct kocho, because kocho is still not direct, but the fact that it will go out, okay, based on the fact that he put it there and to go out, even though he's not directly throwing it out into the Rishus HaRabim, this sheet of the Rambam says that's going to be Aser, Vak Naktin and Lahakel, Kizvar Rishon. This is Wemekel, Kizvar Rishon. So he's Sivkat on Chav Bayiv. Again, we're Mekel because we hold that even if you have the Kocho there, okay, again, it's not something that the Vadai will go out. And, or put it this way, even if a bevaga goes, it's not something that he has kavana for it to go out, because he doesn't really need it to go out. So, therefore, they would make it. Well, but the Rambam says the problem. Chav beis, o hatsinor, even if the div, or this pipe, is 100 amma. Sinor mikri, what's a sinor? Masha manichin al hagag, but sinor is what they used to put on the roof. Val yado yored, and through it, what happens? The flow goes down the Rishus HaRabim. In other words, it's like a pipe. So it's going to be the same zach of putting it in a, like a drain. Sinor in this case would be a drain from the roof, and your kocho would be, okay, pouring it right into the drain to go out into Rishus HaRabim. But if this drain, okay, is something that even if it's absorbable, even if it can get absorbed in such a drain, the Rambam holds that it is usur because it's going out from kocho out into the rishus ha-rabim. Gimel, amed varim amurim kesham mayim yoytzim rishus ha-rabim. Well, what is the problem here? Only if this gutter / pipe / drain, the water is going to rishus ha-rabim. Avayim ha-yoytzim, if what's bordering your chotzer is a karmelis, you should be able, and you are able, to go ahead and put it directly into the gutter, ditch, sewer, drain. Afilu when? Afilu b'yemos ha-chama. Even in the summer months. What's the reason? As we saw yesterday. Because the karmelis itself is only a gzeira. And this itself is only a gzeira that maybe you'll pour it directly into where? You'll pour it directly into the rishus HaRabim. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Chav Gimel. Zehu Siyum Divrei HaRambam. Okay, this is the end of the Rambam, But gam l'didan nafka mina b'zeh. Says also to us, there's a nafka mina. Da'ainu im abib haya shel eitz. The same thing would be with us if the bib is shel eitz. She'eino asui libala bo hamayim, where the what, where the eitz is not something that is set up to absorb the water. Ubevadai yetsu lachutz b'shus harabim. It'll for sure go out. Zeh asur afilu de'er yishon. That's asur even according to the first opinion. Aval kishisvuchel karmelis mutter afilu b'shel eitz. It's mutter even shel eitz. What's the reason? That time because that keva de'eno shofuch behedya lekarmelis rak shehu ba mikolcho. Since he's not what pouring directly into the karmelis, it's just coming from his kocho. Sviralon de kocho b'karmelis. We hold it kocho to a karmelis. There's no gzera. Sif katan. Before you the chavdal, look at the Ramah. The Yesh Omrim. Tein chiluk bein karmelis and the rabbin. However, there are those that say there's no difference between karmelis and a reshus harabim. There's no difference. Af the anan, even though we are nakdina ladina, even though we hold dafi lukish amayim yotush the rabbin muter bebeiv, even though we hold that even when the water goes out of the rabbin, it's okay. When we're talking about a sewer, what are we talking about? Like we say, it's a kol chavdal. Mikomakom nafkamina, where's the nafkamina? The Yesh Omrim Hazeh. Nafkamina is here. The Indian Silon Shalates, in the case of the Silon Shalates. Kumosha Kasavim is a Kalachav Gimel. O Keshabib, Ein Mechusa Arba Amos Bra Karmelis. Or in a case where it's not covered, Arba Amos in the Karmelis, La Shulchan Aruch Mutter, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's okay. And according to the Yesh Omrim, it's Aser. The Gam Nafkamina, the Indian Chotzer Ktana. Another nafkamina would be by a small chatzer. If there's no arba amos, al arba amos. The sasa of a karmel el b'sif aleph, the smuch of a karmel is next to a karmel is mutter. According to the Yesh Omrim, no chilukim. There's all the places where we've set up until now that it's a distinction between karmel and zarabim. According to this opinion, it's asr. U'mashen nirsham b'harga, v'eis yaseh b'shem taksas l'arash, lo niskar b'tayz l'arash on yibibbal. And what's written in the Ramah, the name of the Tazarash, that's not a Tazarash, the aim place can be Bibla Hakel. They hold by the Bibla Hakel, even by Smucha Le Rishus Haravit. Rak Lefi Divrayim Nishma Galim. But according to them, we can understand it as it relates to our halacha. So he says, continue on. Bidavka, now we talk about the Shita being Machmir by Karmelis. Davka Karmelis Shitoch Ha'ir. It's specifically a Karmelis in the city. The Nechlaf Rishus Haravit Atma, where it can be misunderstood as a Rosh Hashanah. I feel it is man hazeh, even nowadays, the lesser of the rabbin. Even nowadays, we don't even have a real Rosh Hashanah. About Carmelis, she chutzli here. We're talking about a Carmelis that's outside the city. Oh, chutzer she'ena moreves. Or a chutzer that's not moreves. Shari, that's going to be okay. Meaning, we're only machmir in a Carmelis that has real fake-out ability, where it's inside a city, where you can misconstrue it as a Rishus HaRabim. The year I'm Mukepes Chom of Elohe Ruba, and a city surrounded by a wall that has no Erev Chatzeres, that's Kichat HaShem HaMorevus. That's the same thing as a Chatzer without an Erev. The Matzinor L'mala Me'asara, but if the Tzinor is above 10, Sh'orim HaMayim Derech Makom Tur L'Garmelis, and if the water is going through a Derech Makom Tur, then you can be Mekel for sure, according to everybody, when it goes into a Karmelis, V'chein Iker, and that's the Iker. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Afilu bizman hazeh, the less v'chulei v'tonal omar, the das ha-sorim divayin davka shishim ribo v'akubo. According to those that hold for Shuta Rabban, you need 600,000, v'zeh, no matzli, we don't have that. V'kol matan gazrina latu ir gedola. We're still dozer, based on the fact that there are big cities, she is daming, she is shishim ribo, that might have 600,000. Sivkot n'chavvav, o chatzah shenem ureves. Now, we don't say we treat a Carmelis that's not in a city like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, and we don't treat a chutz that they have a like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. We told Omar, the chutz in Shabbo Abim, the chutz in which the gutter is, O chutz Kdana, Shemo Arba Abba, or a small chutz that's not Arba Abba, let's say it's next to a chutz that's not Arba Abba. There we're not worried. The Shovech HaMayim Leirei, we're not worried that if you pour in, it's going to go out to that chutz. That's Shari Lechuma Amma, that's okay. Came on the Lozarek Lahedia because you're not putting it in directly. It's rather coming from the Koko Logazu Bizev, sorry, the Shtoka Filu Alam Pia Biv. You can throw it even directly into the Viv.
Sif Koton Chot Zayin, Kechoter She'ina Me'u Reves. It's the same as a yard that lacks an Erev, meaning a city that has a wall around it, does not have an Erev Chatzeros, is going to be the equivalent of that. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Kevon, the BMS yesh la mechitza, because in the end it has mechitza. It's like Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Ela shemechuseres erev, rather just missing an erev like the erev chatzeros. Siv katan chavches ve'im hatzimor. If there was a drain pipe, the Shulchan Aruch said more than 10 tefachim high, and water spills down to the carmelis via makom p'tur, so then there's room to allow it. The Shulchan Aruch said, or the Rama for that matter said. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Siv katan chavches. Also, if the drain pipe, etc., it's on Lomar, that is to say, we're talking here, the drain through which the water spills out to the Carmel is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, and therefore, in which case, the water is passing through a makom p'tur. So then, one may, of course, one would be allowed to pour even if he specifically intends for the water to spill out to the Carmelis. I know if people that's a machmir lel simin shem mevav sof sif aleph derech makom tur hachad lo zarek lo mamish el kol chol yesh lahakel. This is even according to the poskim who aser transporting to a Carmelis via makom tur, since he is not throwing it there directly but getting it there through the kocho, the ripple effect of his action, it can be done. This is the Vilna Gaon, he says, at the Gra. Finally, sif kam chavtes. This is the bottom line psak, meaning he says, see the pre megadim. He says, ayin pre megadim. Shemetzade da kol hagakoi v'yafar rosh torah. He says, he's inclined to say that this assertion pertains to everything stated in this comment, including his first remarks, meaning that now the definitive ruling in psak is that intended ripple effect transportation to a carmelis is usher when it could mistakenly be done to a Rishus HaRabim in the same manner, and the psak, that the kocho, the ripple effect transportation, the kocho transportation of the item can be done to a carmelis, is limited to those areas where it could not be confused with a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore among the allowed instances are going to be, one, a non-urban carmelis, a carmelis not in a city, two, a yard that lacks an eruv, three, if it reaches the carmelis via a makom p'tur, all mentioned by the Rama here, as well as when traveling in a boat, okay, which we discussed earlier in Shin Mem Hei, go back to the Ber Halacha, as well in Shin, not only Shin Mem Hei, but in Shin Nun, Sif Beis, Rishus HaYochid there, Ayin Sham. So being that this was a pretty confusing siman, this Shin Nun Zayin, we'll try to give a summary of the whole siman. So according to Midaraisa, one can pour water from a house into a chotzer, even if it will inevitably, for sure, run from there out to the Rishus HaRabim, since he is not pouring it there directly. However, the Chachamim asked this if he intends the water to exit to the Rishus HaRabim. Why? For fear that one may come to pour directly out to the Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, if a person has a chatzer adjacent to Rishus HaRabim, and pouring water into the yard would cause it to spill out to the Rishus HaRabim, he's allowed to pour water into the yard only if one of the following conditions are met. One, that he makes a pit capable of absorbing two sa'. For example, a half amma times a half amma times 3/5 amma, or any other proportion with equal capacity of absorbing, right, two sa'. If such a pit, such a guma, is made, he no longer has a special interest in the water that it exits. He has no special interest in the water exiting out to the Rishus HaRabim, since it can just as well spill into the guma, into the pit. And once such a pit is dug, then a person can pour into the pit or yard without any limitations. He may pour even more than two sa', and even if the pit was already completely full before Shabbos, even though it will inevitably run out to the Rishus HaRabim in these circumstances. This is because the very presence of the pit reminds him not to pour directly out to the Rishus HaRabim, and thus eliminates the Chachamim's concern. This was spelled out in Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Ches. Also, if a pit that can contain two sa' has not been dug, then one may not pour any water at all, even less than two sa, into the yard. Now, the basic directives for making the pit is, one, the pit may be situated either inside the yard or outside of it, right next to the yard. The pit has to be able to contain 2 sa underneath the spout that drains the water out to the Rishus HaRabim. And 3, if it is situated outside the yard, the chatzer, it has to be covered in order to ensure that it maintains the status of a makom p'tur, and in order to prevent the public from being harmed by it. It also must also have a hole underneath the cover opening into the yard, allowing the water to spill from the yard directly into the interior of the pit, obviously. This is spelled out in the Beralacha, which we did not really spell out before, but we spelled it out right now, that unless there's a hole underneath the cover opening into the yard, allowing the water to spill from the yard directly into the interior of the pit, then it won't help if it is situated outside the yard and covered. Okay, let's continue on. We also said that we're back now to, if you don't make a pit, so then when can a person who has a yard adjacent to Rishus HaRabim pour water into the yard, causing it to spill out? So another heter, he can pour into the yard if it is the winter season. Because during the winter season, you make a shamim, people are not particular about keeping their yards clean, and therefore here too, one has no special interest in the water running out of the yard. And finally, if the area of the yard is equivalent to 4 amos square, then again, there's no problem pouring out into the yard. In this case, the 2 sa of water that a person typically uses throughout a day can be absorbed in the yard without muddying it, so one has no special interest in the water exiting the yard. We pointed out as well that a yard adjacent to a gazebo or 2 adjacent porches within 4 tefachim of each other with water-absorbent floors whose combined area is the equivalent to 4 amos square, that would qualify as well as having a 4 amos square yard. And the same applies, as we saw today, for a gutter that carries the water out of the yard to the Rishus HaRabim. It is mutter and permissible to pour water directly into the gutter if the following conditions are met. A, the gutter has an area equivalent to 4 amos square before opening onto the Rishus HaRabim. And if the combined area of the yard and the gutter is equivalent to 4 amos square, that qualifies as well. If B, the gutter is water absorbent, and if the gutter is not water absorbent, for example, it's a wooden duct, a person cannot pour water into it regardless of its length, unless one of the other qualifications mentioned above are present. Now, we also saw the Rambam's opinion about qualification number 3 is that he's chaylik on that during the summer season, one can pour into a yard without a pit only if there is an ostensible reason for him to prefer that the water stay in the yard. And this is only applicable in a yard that encompasses an actual 4 by 4 amos square, because only then one would have an interest in pouring water in his yard in order to settle the dust. In any other scenario, for example, a gutter or a yard that is long and narrow, even with an area equivalent to 4 amos square, one may not, according to the Rambam, pour water and allow it to run through Rishus HaRabim. In the case of the gutter, one would have to, according to the Rambam, pour the water into the yard and let it run from the yard to the gutter and from the gutter to the Rishus HaRabim. The halacha does not follow the Rambam's opinion, but the opinion of the Rov Rishonim, as we just presented above.